Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.
It is time for Learn More, a very special show with IIL's Francisco Benavente. He is here to talk about bullying and preventative measures. So first of all, Francisco, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
So I want to find out, let's start it off though, first of all, before we talk about the preventative measures that you guys take to stop bullying before it even starts. Why? Let's just try and understand. Let's try and get in the mind of a bully. Why do kids bully each other?
That's a good question. I think most of the time kids are not aware that they're doing bullying. We have different kind of bullying. Of course, the more obvious, verbal, physical aggression. But you also have the less visible, like rumors, for example, or exclusion can also be a kind of bullying situation. And kids are not aware of that. So we need to talk to them. We need to explain to them all these kind of types of bullying.
They must be even more subtle to recognize, though, as well. That's not necessarily the stereotype of bullying that we have in our head. When something is just exclusion or rumors, that's a very subtle thing to be able to see. So that must be something that you specifically have to look out for in order to catch it.
Exactly. We have to look at the big picture because it's not visible. And sometimes kids, when they're not, they don't want to talk about it because they might be scared. So we need to invite them to be more open and to tell us the situation.
Do you think that there is anything that kids can do to avoid getting bullied? Now, I'll tell you something that I think of as a bit of a stereotype with this. That kids might sometimes tell parents that they need like the latest equipment or the latest like sneakers, or they need to be playing the latest PlayStation games, for example, in order to avoid being picked on. And as grown-ups, we might dismiss that and be like, oh, don't fall prey to that kind of thing. But is there actually something in that?
I think it's a bit more subtle than this. Maybe in the past, yes. But nowadays, I'm telling you, the exclusion, for example, in the during the recess in the playground, when boys typically are playing football and they decide, for example, you are playing, you're not playing. And this kind of exclusion in the playground can be one example. I don't think kids, it's important to tell the kids that they're not guilty of anything. If you are bullied as a child, it's not your fault. It's because the kids in general at school or through parents did not get the right tools to survive, to communicate, for the social interaction. And that's why a preventive program is important, because we need, as educators, to give the right tools to the kids to communicate, to play together.
I guess as well, if we're looking at things like exclusion, the kids that are doing it might not even realise that they're doing it.
Exactly. We realise most of the time that the kids who are the bully have been also victim of something. And at that time, they had not the right tools. So what can I do? I'm bullied. Okay, I bully someone else because I have... What can I do? So that's when we as educators need to tell them, no, you have the power to break this vicious circle, and you have the power to say no and to take other actions.
I think it's a global problem. I think it happens in every single school, probably also in every workplace,
yes, to be honest.
I don't think it's just kids. As I go through this and talk about it, I don't think it's just exclusive to kids. But one of your particular focuses is having this very preventative approach and dealing with this. Maybe one of the most startling things about this programme is that it's not about punishment. It is very much based on a Finnish method. What are the key points within this ideology that you have taken on at IIL?
Yes, few interesting points. Kiva works because it's a program initiated by the University of Turku in Finland, and they have a lot of data. It started all at the beginning of 2000. So there is big data, and more than 90% of the Finnish schools have Kiva program in their schools.
90%?
90%, yes.
They've really taken this on.
Yeah, because the government of Finland took it very seriously at the end of the 90s, and they really wanted to do something for the kids. And I think that the big word of Kiva is prevention. Our students at IIL, they have Kiva lessons every week. They took place with the form teacher. And they do a lot of activities around Kiva, for example, role plays, discussions, talking, and also trying to get to know each other to develop this communication within the group, which is very important.
So it's also part of bringing everyone together. You tend to bring the bully, the bullied, parties, but also the wider social circle that might not have participated in these things like rumours or exclusion. Yeah. You bring them together to address bullying. But why is widening that circle important when I think that sometimes some people prefer to keep it as subtle as possible, like keep it under wraps, you know?
Yeah, it's important to say that Kiva is not a punitive programme. Mm. We need to help also the bully students. And bullying is a group phenomenon. It's not only the bully and the bullied students. There are also, for example, the silent approvers, the reinforcers of bully, or the defenders. And for example, for the silent approvers, why are they silent? Why they don't want to talk? Are they scared also to lose their friends? Telling things is not maybe the common things to do, okay? Because we have not taught them to talk about situation that they feel it's not appropriate. They're not feeling in their heart, so they don't want to tell it.
So what does this look like? Does this look like a kind of a group? Everyone sits in a circle and you all discuss, or do you bring people in one at a time and then put them together? How does that actually take place?
When it's very important to define what is bullying. Bullying has to be deliberate and against always the same person. So when it's repeated and a case arise, so we have a Kiva team of 15 people of the school. It was very important to train people. And we always receive first the victim. It's important that the victim is listened. And we have to reassure the victim, okay, we know you have a problem, we're going to help you. And then we invite the bully student. It can be one student or two students. And we don't punish. We have a conversation and we ask him or her to give solutions. What do you commit to make this situation improve for better?
I wonder if sometimes just pointing out what's happened. Francisco, stay with us. I know that we're going to be talking about this right the way throughout the next half an hour, 45 minutes. So I really appreciate it. If anyone at home has got any particular questions or if they have any experience that they would like to share as well on this topic, feel free to email us studio@worldradio.ch.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life. IIL.
We're talking about bullying today, but particularly about anti-bullying programs with Francisco Benavente. Now, he works at IIL, the International Institute of Nancy, and looks exactly at this. So, Francisco, let's talk about preventative bullying methods in schools. Why would you say that it's important to have a preventative program? And is there a sense, forgive me, that if it's not necessary, then we wasted resources. Is there a sense of that?
No, it's really important.
I thought you'd say that.
It's really important to talk about bullying because bullying is a problem worldwide. So, and it's also very important to give to the kids, to the children, the right tools for the social interaction because sometimes they don't know. They're doing bullying without knowing it, for example.
Mm.
And we have seen that. We put into place last year this program and after 1 year, we still have cases, but the cases are less important and we can solve the problem more quickly. And this program helped us a lot.
You know, you talk about giving the kids the tools. And as I've been speaking about this, I'm thinking these tools are useful in life. They are just life skills, actually. Yeah. And so the more that you might share these sort of preventative methods and being aware and having empathy for another human being, actually, all of this is just really important. It's just a life skill, really, isn't it? We can't ask all kids to just be friends, though. It's not going to happen. Some kids are going to feel like a certain kid doesn't match their likes or they don't have the same things in common. So how do we recognise what is bullying and what's just, I just don't particularly get on with that kid over there?
Yeah, it's very important to recognise bullying. Bullying is something that is repeated and always deliberate and always against the same group of people or person. So it's really important to sorry, I forgot.
Well, if someone doesn't necessarily get on with another kid,
yes.
What's the difference between I don't like you very much but or I'm bullying you?
Yeah, I think it's the repetitive of the situation.
Okay.
It's important to teach this to the kids also. I give an example about how communication is very important. For example, two kids are playing in the playground and a third one comes, oh, can I play with you? No. So how will you feel when you get the no, for example? If we replay this situation, can I play with you? No, not now, but come later or tomorrow and we can play together. So you have to explain. You have the right to say no in a situation. But you also have you need to tell and communicate why. And this, by giving these tools, you know, of communication, so we can resolve the problems and maybe the problems will not arise.
Again, it just feels like we're talking about adults and learning life skills.
Exactly.
Like, can I do the presentation? No. Or can I do the presentation? Not
no.
this time,
but
in the future, I'll work with you and we can just...
That's exactly the same thing.
It really, really is. What about the victim of bullying, though? Let's just shift slightly and talk about what support they need.
The victim is very important to listen to them. It's very important to reassure them that an adult is going to take care of the case. So we always, in a case, listen to the victim first.
Who needs to be trained in this? So this whole program that you do is called Kiva, developed in Finland. Who do you, in your sphere, in your school, who do you actually train? Are we talking about programs that go out and the parents are trained, or it's just an internal program that you guys and the educators like to learn up about?
There are two parts. So we train the whole school staff, not only the teachers, but the administration staff,
wow.
also the bus drivers, the cleaners.
Wow.
They got a workshop with me because it's important that we all have the big picture. Because we can all cross the playground and see something and say, oh, no, it's not my job, you know. No, you have to open your eyes and tell when you see something is not correct, you have to tell because it's going to help to improve the situation. So it took us time, but now we are a whole community working and going the same direction against bullying.
Coming up in just a moment, we will look at parents and the role that they will play, the very, very important, of course, role that they will play. Francisco, stay with me. We'll be talking about that in just a moment for Learn More.
An education for life. At IIL.
Francisco Benavente joins me, who works on IIL's anti-bullying program, which is called Kiva, developed in Finland. And I am asking you, if you have any experience or you want to share a story, then please do email studio@worldradio.ch this morning whilst Francisco is in the studio. Francisco, I'd like to read you an email that's just come in from Robert, if I may. May I do so?
Yes, please.
So Robert says, I was bullied at school, in the local rural village school, first because my father was a senior army officer. My mother had a strong French accent. The majority of kids were from farm worker families. Do you find that these sort of bullying situations have a very... It's because of this. There are things that you're different and that's why? Is that...
Can be. It depends also now with all the technology we have, WhatsApp groups, for example. Yes, we can have different situations according maybe for the way you dress or the way or because you are going out with that kind of friends. Mm. Groups, also we talked before of groups.
Well, actually, he goes on to say he says, I was different and new in school. Mm. I was an easy target and I became his principal victim. As it is typical of bullies, he had a group of followers
exactly.
that bolstered his bullying tactics. So
yeah.
Let's go back to these groups and looking at tackling the wider social circle.
It's very important to work on the group because if one person, one child of this group can change his position, the whole dynamic of the group will change. And that's what we want with this program, to make students become aware that they have a role, they're playing a role, even if they are silent or they are reinforcing the bully. They're part of the bullying situation.
How does a child that maybe isn't directly leading this, how does a child that's sort of on the fringe really change everybody else's perspective if they change how they deal with it?
Is it
just a ripple effect?
Yeah, maybe by realizing that if we explain to them, if we talk to them that the implication of this, nowadays we can see it can go very far. When a child is bullied, it can go into depression or even worse things. So they have to realize that, like, become aware.
Let's talk. You mentioned that at IIL you do train all the staff, administrative staff, to recognise this. Anyone that's going to have contact with the kids at any point, you talk about them recognising some of the signs. Let's move on and talk about parents. Let's talk about how the parents might be able to recognise either that they have a kid who is being bullied or that they have a kid who might be the one doing the bullying. First of all, how do parents actually tend to react, and how do they tend to see this?
It's important to say that parents need to trust us as a school, because we know how to deal this kind of situation. And it's also important to say that all the situations are not bullying. So a fight between two students, it's not nice, but it's not bullying. So when it comes to bullying, parents, it's preferable that they not take part in the resolution, because sometimes they through the WhatsApp groups or outside school, it can become worse. So they can just reinforce the message we giving at school. It means that having empathy, being nice with the friends, and not participating in these bullying situations.
It sounds like you're saying that many situations are misidentified as bullying. Does that happen a lot?
It happened within school, within work, also in adult lives, because all the things are not, it's not bullying. Bullying has to be repeated over time and deliberate, with an intention and also a power over someone.
On the flip side, I guess you want your parents to keep an eye out, because you don't want it to go completely unnoticed. That's the other thing. What are some of the signs that parents should look out for to see if maybe their kid is being bullied?
Very important. When a child in the morning doesn't want to go to school, has a stomachache, or, for example, not a lot of social interaction with the others, not invited to birthdays, these kind of things, lack of sleep also, they have to become aware. It's very important that they communicate with us, the school, to tell us these kind of things. That's also part of the Kiva program, to involve parents and kids to talk, to tell things.
So how difficult was this whole program to implement across the school? It sounds like it's quite in depth. It involves a lot of people. It involves a lot of time. It is what you do there full time. So so how complicated is this really? And what would you say to other schools that are maybe looking at potentially implementing something similar?
It was very intense. Intense because we put this program into place just before the first semi-lockdown in Geneva.
That's fairly recent, in March.
We came back from Finland because we got trained at the university and we came back like 1st of March and then we just shut down. So we had to go through the whole classes. When we reopened the classes in June, I went to the whole school with my colleagues, to every single class, to explain to the kids, we have a program coming next year, so last year, and explaining about bullying, what is bullying, how they can identify, and how important it is to have this program. So they were all very, very happy. And then they came to say, okay, I'm living this situation since 2 years. Is it bullying? And then we could have a chat together and identify, yes, this is bullying, and this has to stop, so we're going to help you.
Start to open the discussion on it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm curious to know about some of the experiences that you've had over the first year, which would be the last year. Stay with us, Francisco. And we'll have the Swiss news coming up in a couple of minutes, and we'll catch up with you one last time just after that. If anyone's got any questions for Francisco, then send them in, studio@worldradio.ch.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life. At IIL.
Talking this morning about preventative measures for bullying and the Kiva program that IIL, the International Institute of Lancy, implements. I'm joined in the studio by Francisco Benavente, who implements this at IIL. And in fact, everyone at IIL has been trained by him. So what would you say to other people that might be looking to start this training now, Francisco?
Just come on board. It's very important to have a preventive program. It's important to talk about bullying. And and kids have to get used to talk about it. And to it's important to have a program.
Were there any hurdles in getting people on board with this? Were there any people that thought this was expensive and a real drain on resources or anything? Or did everyone just say, yes, we need to do this, we need to go?
We were very lucky, because all the people came on board with us.
Yeah.
And we see the results. Mm. This program is working. After 1 year of implementation, we had cases last year. And we see that the cases are less important and we can resolve them more quickly.
So talk to me about this last year then for you. So talk to me about the experience of having done this now. Are you out there seeking out cases where you think, hang on a minute, I'm going to identify that now as bullying, whereas perhaps before doing this training, I wouldn't have identified that mm-hmm. particular behaviour as bullying. Are you recognising that in yourself and in the team?
Yes, exactly. The fact of all being trained, now we can see the big picture. Mm. And what we see sometimes is not the reality. And we just have to be a bit more open and a bit more cautious about what we're seeing around the playground or in the classes. And it is true that now that we are all trained, we can identify a bit quicker the cases.
Mm. I guess as well, we have said this so many times, but it's not just give me your lunch money. It's very subtle now. And so I guess I would like to ask, over the last year, have you sort of changed your perspective on what bullying even is?
Yes. The example you gave us, of course, it can happen, but this is not bullying. If it happens once, it's racket. I don't know how you say it in English.
Bit of a scam.
Yes. But we had cases, and these cases were solved more quickly.
Mm. Okay. If people are listening now and they want more info about this particular program that I can tell that you are absolutely raving about, what's the Kiva website if they would like to find out more?
So you can go on www.kivaprogram.net.
Lovely. And if people would like to find out more about IIL and how you guys are using this program, is there a website or do people need to just reach out to you?
You can either connect to IIL.ch mm-hmm. and go to the Kiva page, or just contact me.
And one of the last things, we're talking about this program at IIL, and IIL deal with, they have kids from the age of 3 right up to the age of 18.
18, yes.
So I guess as well, bullying must just look very different across the age spectrum, right? It's got to be different when you've got 5-year-olds versus 15-year-olds.
Yes, exactly. We can see that the little ones in primary school, we have a lot of, not exclusion, yes, but a kind of exclusion, because they don't want to play in the playground with that student. So they try to make things, you know, around that. They're also discovering the feelings, the emotions. So this program also, we work on emotions and put words on, how do I feel now? The other one, for example, it's more about rumors. So when we go to secondary school, it's all the things happening through the WhatsApp groups. It's a bit more subtle also.
Lovely.
So it's true, depending on the age. Yeah. Can be different.
I can see that. All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us the resources to look into this more. And thank you very much for taking this so seriously. I think that these are going to be such incredible skills that the kids at IIL yes. are going to grow up with. So thank you so much.
Thank you for
the hard work that you do. Francisco Benavente, who implements the Kiva program at the International Institute of Lancy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life. At IIL.